This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. New York's Public Service Commission is assigning a new area code to Manhattan. 332 will join 646, 917, and the oh-so-classic 212. WNYC's Janet Babin reports on how the new number is being received and just how much three little digits can signify.
It may be irrational, but many people have an emotional connection to their area code, like Alexis Grinnell. The political columnist grew up in the Bronx with 212, but it got changed to 718.
But it felt like we were being banished to a separate island.
Grinnell was 11. She says the new area code made her feel like she was part of some strange new tribe.
Who are these 718 people? What are we now? What has happened to my city, my identity? Where do I fit in?
She's in Brooklyn now, and don't ask this native New Yorker to give up her 917 cell phone.
My 917 cell phone area code is tangible proof that I got here first.
It might have all started in California, another big place where identity is hard to hone.
People can ask me, like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm from the 909.
SoCal resident Michael Pecker writes for Rant Now. One of his pieces talked about his attachment to his 909 area code when he left home for college in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's like people just don't really care about area codes other places.
Area codes appear to matter most when people make emotional decisions. Real estate brokers say a local area code is reassuring. Sources are more likely to call back a reporter with a local number. And they matter in politics, too, says software developer David Caldwell. He used to do field organizing for candidates in Ohio and still lives there.
Voters were more likely to pick up if they knew the area code from which the voter was being called. In other words, if it came from something that they recognized.
The 332 code will start getting assigned in 2017. It'll be local, but it could signal newcomer. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.